Last Friday, USDA released their July crop production report, supply and demand estimates, basically bringing the June 30th reports, the acres numbers, and the stocks estimates into a table form so that we could see what influence it would have on the supply and demand estimates for corn. And it turned out to be pretty friendly as far as the corn market was concerned. We were expecting to see friendly numbers, but it actually turned out to be a little bit better than anticipated. Looking at the numbers, USDA came in and increased feed demand for old crop by 150 million bushels. That was a little more than anticipated, but because of the lower stocks estimate, USDA had to come in and show better demand. They couldn't come in and cut production because that isn't going to happen until the September report. So we might see some changing in the numbers in the September report for the quarterly grain stocks. But also looking at it, we did see ethanol drop by 25 million bushels. The net was 125 million bushel decrease in stocks, putting stocks at 2.02 billion bushels, which was about 54 million bushels lower than anticipated. Looking at it for new crop, we didn't see any change. Of course, the acres came in pretty close to expectations, but we did see the lower beginning stocks estimate. And production was increased by a small by 5 million bushels. Not a big deal, but it did put production at 16 billion bushels. That was 15 million bushels above expectations. On the demand side, USDA came in and increased exports of new crop. They did not increase exports of old crop, which was expected because we're already above USDA's projections. But that came in and lowered stocks by 170 million bushels, putting stocks for new crop at 1.79, getting fairly tight, especially if you look at any kind of a weather issue for production this year. We could certainly see that national average yield of 183 get lowered, and that certainly would bring these stocks down a little bit more. Overall, the ending stocks estimate was about 75 million bushels less than expected by the trade. So, again, we're fairly tight as far as the corn numbers concerned, and it shows that any kind of a hiccup in weather or production could cause the corn market to see a little bit of strength. As far as the world numbers were concerned, world stocks were also tightened by quite a bit. World stocks came in at 275.3 million metric ton. That was 3.1 below expectations and 5.9 below last month. So again, the world is seeing a very tight supply as far as corn is concerned.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.